Welcome to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. The Veterans Voice originates from flagship station KRDO News Radio in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm your host, Mike Lewis. Glad to be with you today. If you find this information useful and interesting, please share it. It's very easy to go to the KRDO podcast page and then send it to folks that you think that this could be a benefit to. Our first guest is Richard Gardner. Good morning, Richard. It's good to, we're saying it's good morning because I know I should qualify this. People may be listening at other times of the day. We're recording this in the morning. Good morning. It's good to see you.
Good morning. Good to be here.
Thank you. And what do you do with Mount Carmel?
What I am is a senior peer navigator. I help transitioning veterans that are about to exit the service. I help veterans and I help spouses look for possible employment opportunities.
Oh, outstanding. And I imagine that you have a lot of folks wanting to come see you.
Yes, we do.
All right. So if folks want to interview with you and talk to you, what do they need to do?
So a couple things they can do is, one, they can call our front desk at 719-772-7000. Let them know that they're looking for help in transition and employment. And one of the front desk ladies at Meet and Connect will get you connected with one of us upstairs. They can also meet me at the Fort Carson office. We have a Soldier for Life building office down there, and they can come in and do a one-on-one with us. We sit down and go over all the information that is needed.
Now, you mentioned Fort Carson, but you don't have to be in the Army to use this program, correct?
No,
you
can
be
you don't.
Air Force or Navy or U.S. Marine Corps, Coast Guard.
That is correct. So the main office at 530 Communication Circle is where everybody's easily accessible for. Mm-hmm. But we do have a remote location at Fort Carson, which makes it easier for the individuals there. So that's a great asset for us and for the soldiers.
What are some of the key items you would like people who are transitioning off active duty to think about as they move towards a civilian career?
So the couple things to keep in mind is, one, that 1 year is going to go by fast, because you have that 1 year to really start thinking about the things that you want to take advantage of and see what's next. But some of the things they need to think about is where they plan on moving, where they plan on working, what they want to do, and look at all the dynamics of that. It takes a lot to get where you want to go, but sitting down with the right people, it can kind of help open up different doors to give you different ideas of what's possible.
And you need to be thinking about what interviewing skills I'm imagining as you're going to go out and look for a new career.
That's correct. So we can sit down and help you with your interview skills. We can sit down and help you network. And we can also look over your resume to give you some ideas and some tips of making it stronger, more suitable for the job rec that you're applying to. So all these skills are stuff that you can learn with us.
You know, Richard, I've joked about this in a funny kind of a way, I think. When you're in the military, you don't have to worry about what you're going to wear every day when you go to work. But when you become a civilian, that all changes.
That's true. You pretty much have your uniform set out for you for every day of the week. Now that once you become a civilian, now you got to go ahead and figure out what pants I'm going to wear, what shirt I'm going to wear, what day is it. So yeah, it can be interesting. And sometimes some companies have Fridays where you get to wear blue jeans. So that's always a plus. So it's just different. So it's definitely going to take some advantage of looking at new attire that you will be needing.
If somebody is on active duty right now, Richard, and they're beginning to think about, well, you know what, I want to do something different in my life, how far out in the future do they need to be thinking about making that transition?
Good question. So one, we like to advise all transitioning service members is 1 year prior to transition is where a lot of the things start to happen. You can take advantage of your TAP program, where it's your transition class that you go through. Once you finish that, there's other resources. One is us, Mount Carmel. What we like to do is sit you down and start planning out that 1 year gap so that you can backwards plan, because people are going to have leave that's saved up. So instead of getting out on their exit date, they can backwards plan. Maybe it's 90 days of leave and they could start work another job while they're on leave. So about a year out, sitting down with somebody like us and just helping you figure those things out.
And I want to thank you for your service. You are an Army veteran, correct?
Yes.
What did you do for the Army?
So in the Army, I was a mechanic. I came in as a 63 hotel track vehicle mechanic and crossed through the ranks and retired as a first sergeant, 91 Zulu. So started from the bottom and kind of made my way almost to the top, but it was a great experience and I miss it.
Yeah, and thank you for your service. So the point is, too, if someone is on active duty right now, getting ready to leave, you know what they're going through. You've been there, you've done that, and you can help them.
Yes, I have. I went through the same process. I started 2 years out, went through TAP, went through again at a year out. I met an organization like Mount Carmel. I got a peer navigator. I went through the career skills program. And then 2 years after retiring, now I'm at Mount Carmel helping veterans in that same process.
Well, thank you for doing that. By the way, as a Navy veteran myself, we get into acronyms sometimes. What is TAP?
TAP is the Transition Assistance Program. So it's the class that is pretty much for all transitioning service members, and spouses are able to go through it. So it gives you the key tools to be successful in transition.
And that's available for any branch of service, correct?
Any branch of service, and you can go to other installations to do it as well.
All right, Richard, one more time, what's the best way to reach Mount Carmel if folks would like to come talk to you and, you know, start looking at their next phase in life?
Sure. The best way is to call 719-772-7000 and go ahead and try to get a help or get a hold of a transition and employment specialist.
All right. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on KRDO.
Thank you very much.
You are listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation.
USAA members are saving money on insurance and enjoying unrivaled service from a company that understands their needs.
My experience with USAA has been excellent. They really appreciate the military family, and it really shows.
With all that USAA offers, why go with anybody else? We know their rates are good. We know that they're always going to take care of us.
It was funny because when we would call another insurance company, they would say, oh, we can't beat USAA.
It was an instant savings, and I should have changed a long time ago.
Savings and service. It's why families have trusted USAA since 1922.
We're the Weber family.
We're the Tennies.
We're the Hales, and we're USAA members for life.
USAA. Proudly serving active military, veterans, and their eligible family. See how much you could save on USAA insurance. Get a quote today.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. Member pay for their participation. United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
You're listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice podcast, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation. I'm going to say something off the cuff here, but it's true. If Jay Cimino, who basically, if you know Phil Long and the Phil Long dealerships, wasn't involved in this organization, I don't think it would exist today. So, Mr. Cimino, thank you for everything you do. And joining us now is the Vice President of Human Resources for the Phil Long family of dealerships, David Campbell. David, welcome to KRDO.
Thank you very much. Pleasure to be here.
It is our pleasure. So I understand you're looking for people to join your team.
Absolutely. Phil Long operates 15 dealerships, 2 nonprofits, a construction company, a real estate company, and we need people. We have openings right now for roughly 60 sales associates and another 40 service technicians. And if you're a people person and you enjoy people and cars, it's a wonderful place to work.
I think I wasn't the best person when it comes to math, but I think it's about 100 jobs you just talked about.
That is correct.
All right. So, you know, Mount Carmel, they do so many things for the veterans. And, you know, I'm sure you know, being in HR, veterans bring a lot of great tools and skills to the workplace, don't they?
Absolutely. The veterans we hire, they're reliable. They bring the skill set that is just not found in the general community. They're a pleasure to work with, and we just are honored to have them when they come to work for us.
What I was thinking was they know how to be at work on time, and they know how to, you know, show up. You know, I had a commanding officer once that said, if you're not 5 minutes early, you're 10 minutes late. Exactly.
Totally agree.
So, all right, David, if someone's listening right now and they're interested in one of these positions, so they want to find out more information, what do they need to do?
There are several ways to contact us. Probably the best way would be to visit our website at www.philongcareers.com. But you could stop by any of our dealerships at any time and introduce yourself to the general manager or the service manager, and they would love to take you on a tour, tell you what the industry is about. My friend Richard Gagne here went through a program with us and worked for us for quite a while before he moved over to the Veterans Service Center. And I can tell you what a great experience it's been as well.
Do you have any suggestions or advice for someone who's getting ready to transition off active duty as they're thinking about going into civilian life?
I would say that be open-minded to opportunities that are out there. Mm-hmm. Working in the car business sometimes might not have the best reputation, but you get to meet the greatest people. There's nothing more fun than to see somebody drive away with the car of their dreams, and it can be very rewarding. And I would say that on the service side of it, cars these days are just incredible machines of technology, and it's not about just getting your hands dirty and changing oil. You really have to be a skilled expert in electrical systems, and the modern cars these days are so sophisticated. So it's a lot of fun.
Do you have any upcoming events you'd like to promote before we say goodbye to you?
Not specifically, okay. But at any time, again, our general managers at any of our dealerships are they love meeting people. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So please stop by, introduce yourself. If you're at all interested, you can come by our human resources office at 4045 Sinton Road and introduce yourself. And we'd be glad to get you involved in the organization.
And I was going to ask you, Phil Long, when you think about Phil Long, there are locations all over Colorado Springs. It's just not Motor City.
That's correct. Colorado Springs, we have dealerships at Chapel Hills, a Ford and Hyundai dealership in Chapel Hills. We also have a Ford dealership in Denver, Toyota dealership in Trinidad, a Ford dealership in Raton, New Mexico, Honda dealership in Glenwood Springs. So we have opportunities all over the state.
All right. And I'm going to go back and say this, because if Jay Cimino didn't do what he does, we wouldn't be here right now. I've met him, and by the way, he is a veteran too.
He served.
So he served the country.
Absolutely.
So
as did Mr. Long.
Yes.
The favorite story they tell about Mr. Long is how many successful missions he flew and the two that he didn't land, but he did walk away from.
Wow.
He was a fighter pilot in World War II.
This is close to home, and it matters. And the Long family and the Cimino family, they care about the military. They really do. And I just wanted to pass that along because I think it's important. All right. It's been good having you here. We appreciate your time. One more time, if folks are interested in maybe getting a job at Phil Long, what do they need to do?
Visit philongcareers.com.
All right, David, thank you for the update. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. You are listening to the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families.
So many men and women have served in our military, sacrificing so much, including long stretches away from home and family. This often results in financial instability, health issues, and more. I'm Dr. Gary Moore, owner of Star Dental Institute. If you're active duty military or a veteran, we have a gift for you and your family. If you're missing teeth, we'd like to help you replace them at no charge. That's right, no charge, no obligation, no strings attached. If you and your family are uninsured, underinsured, if you don't qualify for VA dentistry, you're struggling financially, and you're missing teeth, we will place dental implants for you at no charge. Call Star Dental Institute to set your appointment for an exam and screening. If you qualify, we will replace your missing teeth, give you back the confidence to smile again, better health, and a better quality of life. You and your family deserve this. Call Star Dental Institute today at 719-208-4610. That's 719-208-4610. I'm Dr. Gary Moore. And together, we smile.
And we want to thank you for joining us. This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice, a service of Mount Carmel Veterans Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all and proudly serving veterans, military, and their families. Richard Garnier continues to join us. Richard, welcome back on this podcast. And there's some things coming up very soon at Mount Carmel.
Yes. So a couple of the events that are coming up soon at Mount Carmel on the 9th through the 13th, we have a class called Prep Connect 360. It's a five-day workshop. 4 days are taught at the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Last day is taught at our Mount Carmel facility. And this is to help veterans, spouses, and transitioning service member in getting them some training on resume help, interview skills, and actually doing 5 interviews through the program. It is a free program to them. The next event is on the 12th of March, which will be held at the Red Leg Brewing Company, at a veteran-owned business. It is our networking event that we host every month. So that time is from 4:30 to 6:30, and that is on the 12th of March. And then last but not least of the events, we have an employer day on the 19th of March. It will be from 11 to 1:45, and it's going to be in the healthcare industry. And again, that is for transitioning service members, veterans, and spouses. If any of those are interesting to you, you can call us at 719-772-7000. Get with our front desk, and they will be able to get you in touch with one of us to get you signed up.
And Richard, you just mentioned the phone number, but do people have to pre-sign, or can they just show up?
Good question. So for the networking event, it's just come as you are. You just show up, you sign in at the front, upstairs on the second floor, get a name tag, and you just start talking. For the Prep Connect class, they does require a 2-page resume. Once you call the front desk, they will get you in touch with me. I am the facilitator for that program, and we'll try to get you through the process of getting you into that class. And then the employer day, you just show up with your resume and dress the part.
All right, Richard, one more time. What's the phone number, please?
Yep, and that phone number is 719-772-7000.
And the website?
Website is veteranscenter.org.
All right, good to see you again.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice of Service, the Mount Carmel Veterans Voice Service Center, presented by USAA in partnership with the Star Dental Institute and the Together We Smile Foundation, all proudly serving veterans, military, and their families.